B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Sean, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Romero?
What's happening?
My name is Sean. I live here in Auburn, Maine. And last hour, I heard the segment from Lace.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most incredible, powerful statement I've ever heard. And I want to encourage everyone to do what I'm about to do for them. I'm going to make a trip down the Lace, buy 3 pairs of shoes, and give them a monetary donation from my foundation here in Auburn, Maine, to help them recover from whatever they need that the insurance doesn't cover.
Wow, that's cool, so man.
That is amazing.
So my foundation here in Auburn is called Christopher Kids, where I help underprivileged families and kids that are abused.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again? You said Christopher's Kids?
No, Christmas, K-R-I-S-C-M-S, for kids.
Okay.
Christmas for kids.
We help as many families as you can. And I'm on Facebook. If you look up my name, Sean Ruskell, and I have a link right to Christmas for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make it, I'm not a man of a lot of means at all, but I have a lot of heart and a lot of will to affect change.
Mm.
So my wife and I are going to make a trip down there this weekend to buy 3 pairs of shoes and give a monetary donation to help them rebuild on whatever the insurance does not cover. And I want to make this very clear. I hope everyone follows this lead.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's cool, man. That's really nice of you. So how far up is Auburn, Maine?
We're about an hour and a half away.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. All right, cool. I'm more familiar with the Agunkwit and the...
Right, of course.
The touristy spots.
Portland.
Portland.
Yep.
I drive truck, so I do a lot of deliveries down where you guys are talking about.
Yeah. Well, when you go to Lace, don't come in a truck or you'll never find a place to park.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just think this has gone too far. It is affected here in Maine, too. I want everybody to know that. A lot of my friends are police officers, and my best friend is actually the most tenured police officer in Auburn, and he was in tears when this started to happen.
Wow.
He was so angry. I just think every police officer, because one bad apple is going to be affected in every city. If it's going to affect this small city, it's going to affect everyone.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm very emotional over this. It's just too tough.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people's feelings are right now. It's like people are just like, you know what? Oh, my God, I'm just sick of it at this point. But, you know, you got to go through some crap, hopefully, before things start getting good. So hopefully that's what's going to start happening now.
Right. Last thing I want to say is I really appreciate all of you and the Get Up Crew, because you have conducted yourself in every emotional manner perfectly. I listen to you every perfectly. So I want to put out my... you personally.
Thank you.
Damn, why does his phone have to break up when he's starting to praise us?
The most unbelievable thing, and we missed it. I don't want to hear the real thing, though, because in my head it's probably better than what he said.
No,
Sean,
thank you,
man. We appreciate it, sir. Have a great day.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.